Welcome back to OptiBliss Optimal. Today, we are talking about creatine for women, what it actually does, and the myths you can stop worrying about. Let's get into it. If you've ever picked up a tub of creatine, read the giant block letter label, and quietly put it back down, you're not alone. For about 30 years, creatine got marketed almost exclusively to men who wanted to get huge. The packaging looked like a heavy metal album. The before and after photos were all guys with shaved chests. And somewhere along the way, every woman in the gym got the message that this stuff wasn't for her. The research has now made it pretty clear that was a marketing problem, not a science one. Creatine is one of the most studied, zero-study supplements on the planet. And the newest wave of studies happens to be very specifically about women and very specifically about benefits that have nothing to do with looking like a linebacker. Here's what's actually going on. So, what is creatine, really? Your body already makes creatine. Your liver and kidneys produce roughly a gram a day. And you get a little more from meat and fish if you eat them. It gets shuttled into your muscles and your brain, which is the part everyone forgot to talk about, where it sits as creatine phosphate, ready to help your cells generate energy fast. Anytime you do something demanding, a heavy set, a sprint, a hard cognitive task, your cells burn through that energy in seconds. Having more creatine in storage means you have more available fuel for those moments. That's the entire mechanism. It is not a hormone. It is not a steroid. It is not a stimulant. It is a small molecule your body already uses in slightly higher amounts than your diet alone provides. The catch, women's natural stores are about 70 to 80% of men's, and they drop further with age, which is exactly why the supplementation case is arguably stronger for women. What it actually does, the new science, the muscle and strength benefits have been well documented for decades. The newer, more interesting research is everywhere else. Muscle and strength. When paired with actual training, creatine reliably increases lean mass, strength, and exercise performance. The effect size is modest but consistent. The headline for women specifically, it helps you hold onto muscle as you age, which is the single biggest lever for metabolic health, bone density, and independence later in life. Brain and cognition. Creatine is heavily concentrated in the brain, and supplementation appears to help with mental fatigue, processing speed, and short-term memory, especially under stress, sleep deprivation, or hormonal change. If you've ever wondered why your brain feels foggier the week before your period or after a bad night of sleep, this is part of the system that's running on empty. Mood. This one is genuinely surprising. Recent studies have shown that 5 grams a day for 8 weeks produced meaningful improvements in depressive symptoms, sometimes appearing within 2 weeks. The effect isn't a substitute for treatment, but it is real, and it's one of the reasons creatine is getting reframed as a neuro supplement, not just a gym one bone health. Combined with resistance training, creatine has been shown to support bone mineral density in postmenopausal women, where bone loss is one of the biggest long-term risks. Add it up and you have a supplement that supports the 4 things that quietly decline in women starting in their 30s. Muscle, brain, mood, and bone. It's hard to find anything else with that kind of coverage and that level of research backing. The myths briefly handled. These come up in every conversation, so let's just clear them. Will it make me bulky? No. Building meaningful muscle requires years of dedicated heavy training and a calorie surplus, neither of which creatine creates. It helps you train harder and recover better. That's it. Will it make me hold water? Or it pulls water into your muscle cells. which is a good thing. That's how it works. And some women see a small temporary uptick on the scale, half a kilo, maybe a kilo, in the first couple of weeks, which is intracellular water, not bloat. You're not puffy. Your muscles are slightly more hydrated. Will it ruin my kidneys? No. In healthy people, the myth comes from the fact that creatine can slightly raise serum creatinine on a blood panel without actually affecting kidney function. If you get labs done, mention you take creatine so your doctor reads them correctly. Does it cause hair loss? This myth comes from a single small 2009 study that no one has been able to replicate, including a 2025 randomized controlled trial. The honest answer is that the evidence does not support a link. Is it just for bodybuilders? Not anymore. And increasingly, not at all. The fastest growing user base for creatine research is women over 40. That is it for today. The full article with all the product links is at optiblissoptimal.com. Talk soon.